You're listening to SBS News.
Embarking on a new era, Peter Dutton has been elected Liberal leader 3.5 years after he first challenged for the position, helping remove then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Mr. Dutton has been tasked with rebuilding the party and promises he'll hold the government to account.
We won't be Labor light. We'll propose strong policy to make the lives of Australians better and to provide more security to them. Our policies will be squarely aimed at the forgotten Australians in the suburbs across regional Australia.
Deputy Leader Susan Lee is hoping the party will win back votes from women at the next election.
We know that we didn't receive the support of all women at the last election. And my message to the women of Australia is, we hear you, we heard you, we're listening, we're talking.
Research and polling ahead of the election showed former Prime Minister Scott Morrison was unpopular amongst female voters. And the party lost several seats to so-called teal independents backed by Climate 200, who campaigned on climate action, a federal integrity commission and gender equality. Peter Dutton, whose hardline politics has alienated some voters, hopes Australians will now see his whole personality.
I'm not going to change, but I want people to see the entire person that I am. And I want people to reserve and make their own judgments when they meet me. People on the ground can see in a more wholesome way who I am.
The former Defence, Home Affairs and Immigration Minister has courted controversy in the past. In 2008, he boycotted an apology speech to Indigenous Australians of the Stolen Generation by Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, and now admits his error.
I made a mistake in relation to the apology, and largely that was because of my own background and experience. And for me, at the time, I believe that the apology should be given when the problems were resolved and the problems are not resolved.
Labor has indicated it wants to enshrine an Indigenous voice to Parliament in the Constitution via a referendum as soon as next year. It's part of the Uluru Statement to Heart, an agreement made with First Nations Australians in 2015 for Indigenous recognition. Mr. Dutton has left the door open to negotiations.
We'll have a look at what they're proposing. But as I said, I want the symbolic nature, which I accept is very important to many people, to be accompanied by practical responses. I want to understand how we're going to reduce the incidence of child abuse within those communities.
The Nationals also confirmed their party will be led by David Littleproud, beating former leader Barnaby Joyce and backbencher Darren Chester for the role. After a marathon two-hour vote, Senator Perrin Davey was elected deputy, as David Littleproud emphasised the participation of women in his team.
Well, there's two women standing behind me that are powerful and strong, and there's a woman standing behind Peter Dutton. The diversity of our room means that we can draw not only on men, but we can draw on the strength of these women that bring the experience of the regions together.
When asked whether the Nationals would support the Uluru Statement from the Heart, David Littleproud referenced incoming Indigenous Senator for the Country Liberal Party, Jacinta Price.
And I'm proud to say that Jacinta Price, as a strong Indigenous woman, will be part of that conversation. In fact, under my leadership, we'll make sure that she is part of that conversation.
But Ms. Price has previously campaigned against the proposal. It means Labor will likely need support from the crossbench to push it through. And the Labor government will swear in its new cabinet on Wednesday. Krishani Danji, SBS News.